Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. The great American jobs boom rolls on as the private sector created 263,000 jobs last month, according to the monthly report from ADP and Moody's Analytics. Economists had forecast just 185,000 new jobs in March, according to a survey conducted by Reuters. This means that jobs creation appears to be picking up steam rather than slowing, as many economists expected after the initial strong start to the year. Small businesses led the jobs boom in March, with companies with fewer than 50 employees adding 118,000 new positions. Companies with fewer than 20 employees created 60,000 of those jobs. Firms with 50 or more workers, but fewer than 500, added 100,000, according to the report. The largest American companies added 45,000 jobs as well. It's also clear that makers and builders are making a comeback this year. Goods producing companies added 82,000 jobs in March, with manufacturing adding 30,000 jobs, while construction payrolls grew by 49,000. Miners and natural resource companies added 4,000 jobs. As critics cast doubt on whether President Trump's proposed wall will curtail illegal immigration, the recent success of a barrier wall in Arizona suggests otherwise, according to a retired border officer. A wall built on the southern border near Yuma, Arizona, cut illegal crossings from Mexico into the United States by 94%, according to Senate testimony by the former deputy chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, Ronald Colburn, which was previewed by the Washington Examiner. The White House confirmed today that President Trump will sign legislation overturning an Obama administration rule that currently prevents states from blocking federal grants to abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood. White House Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short said the move will be one of the final actions by President Trump to roll back Obama-era regulations by using the Congressional Review Act. By law, Mr. Trump's ability to use the previously obscure tool expires on April 28th. Late last year, Mr. Obama's Department of Health and Human Services issued a final rule that prohibited states from withholding Title X money from providers such as Planned Parenthood. The new legislation overturns the HHS rule by the CRA, a law from 1996 that allows Congress to repeal new regulations within 60 days of their passage. So far, Mr. Trump has already used the CRA 11 times to repeal Obama regulations, ranging from an Interior Department regulation on stream protection near coal-fired power plants to restricting hunting on federal lands. Illegal immigrants who are still coming say many people in their home countries are staying home amid fears about President Donald Trump's push against illegal aliens, putting off coming to the U.S. until they see how his policies play out. The first months of the new administration have seen a huge drop in the number of people being caught by agents on the U.S.-Mexico border, raising the possibility that a Trump effect is keeping illegals away. Fewer than 12,500 people were caught at the southern border in March, the lowest monthly figure in at least 17 years, and the second straight month that border arrests dropped sharply. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, in testimony submitted to a Senate committee, called the decline no accident and credited President Trump. But those working in shelters and experts on migration say it will take several more months to judge whether any drop-off is lasting and that the numbers could surge again as quickly as they've fallen. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.